previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
In crunch time today in Cape Town and Washington. Locally, it's Budget 3.0, and in Washington, the big meeting between Presidents Trump and Ramaphosa. With regard to the budget, there won't be a VAT hike, but I can almost certainly guarantee that nor will there be any kind of relief for taxpayers of any other description. I'm betting that the tax brackets will be left unchanged, as was the case in Budget 1.0, so you're going to be paying more, especially if you've had any kind of salary adjustment. But most important, what are we going to see that's going to contribute to economic growth? From Washington, reports that a deal is being offered to allow Elon Musk's Starlink satellite-based internet service into South Africa. It's been a bone of contention with Musk, who claims he's being discriminated against because he's not black. Interviewed yesterday by Bloomberg, Musk once again lashed out at South Africa's BEE legislation, describing it as utterly wrong and improper. It's also being reported that the Trump-Ramaphosa meeting was brokered by golfing legend Ernie Els, along with Johann Rupert in the background. And talking about investigations, an NGO called Open Secrets has filed a court application to review the inaction of the Hawks and the National Prosecuting Authority over PRASA corruption. The court papers point out that there is a mountain of readily available evidence, not least from the Zondo Commission, and yet, 10 years later, nothing has happened, no one's been arrested. One of South Africa's major chicken producers, Daybreak Foods, has placed itself in business rescue. This follows the culling earlier this month of hundreds of thousands of starving chicks by the SPCA. Daybreak's 100% owned by the Public Investment Corporation, which says it believes business rescue is the best path to preserve the company's value and potential, and to save around 3,000 jobs. The PIC has also appointed a new board headed by a vet. Turning to the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed last evening up 0.3%. London's FTSE up just under 1%. In New York, the Dow down 0.3%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both down 0.4%. Tokyo this morning flat. Hong Kong and Sydney both up 0.7%. US dollars eased to 1.13 against the euro. The rand at 17.90 to the dollar, 20.28 to the euro, 24.04 to sterling. Gold at 3,306, platinum 1,051, Bitcoin just over 107,000, Brent crude oil back up to just under $66.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.